The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of the strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I'm down here where it's a little cooler. All of it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God, Father, and the Lord, and the Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you see me living here, the first half of the liturgy, it's because every time I look up, the church is more full. You start a confession, it's in the middle of Sunday. You're all here, aren't you? Well, this Sunday, aside from the day, is traditionally known as Good Shepherd Sunday. On the fourth Sunday in the season of Easter, we always have a Sunday in the psalm, and we always have a gospel text about Jesus proclaiming himself the Good Shepherd. And so, here we are again on Good Shepherd Sunday. And a command of Jesus to follow me. Follow me. Now, I don't think that's probably pretty much the most basic Christian concept that is offered. Follow me. But how many of you, during the course of the week, and the course of your faith lives, tend more to invite Jesus to follow you? Hey, Lord, this is where I'm going this week. Would you come along and bless it? And you can understand that I grew up in rural
getting baptized. That's why I'm supposed to go away. So I think that I had other ideas. Then we moved numerous times. And my lovely cousin introduced me to Wisconsin. And so for about 12 years, I had worked really hard to fill my head with words and places like Wauwatosa and Oconomowoc and Bug, Oconomowoc, Wauwatoma. And what's the difference between Wauwatosa and Oconomowoc? And I had those things straight. And then I moved here. With a suitcase full of Wisconsin placements in my head. Trying to figure out what's the difference between a Lexus and a Leo and Alpha? So one day, early on in my ministry, I was trying to find Ron Wilson's house. And I thought this was going to be an easy thing because it had a street name and it had a battery. Okay, so it's all based on numbers. I had like numbers. I figured I can drive this Lexus and I can drive around and, you know, we'll figure this out. And I had to back up GPS. And I don't know if it's not sponsored, you know, it was true. I thought, okay, this is going to be easy. I'm just plugging the GPS and I'm going to call it later, you know. And I didn't go any progress. And it started coming over the road. And I don't know if it's because the power software or it was set up for this or but all of a sudden, they went away. It's like, well, yeah, that's just that way, but there's nothing else here. And I'm a little bit. I didn't even know what questions the town is like. And so I'm thinking, okay, I have a map application on my phone. I'll just use that. So I pull up the phone. And it says, Alexis is back in the hospital. Okay. Well, I didn't have a phone charger. Do you know how much battery usage of GPS takes in cellular phones? So phone. But at least I know how my house gets to us. But I'm proud. I guess I get out of here. And I don't have to work in the past. So I'm driving back and forth from one side of the bus to the other, looking for the stop on the road, the edge of the town. And maybe there's another accident here. And I go, like, no, it's not. Nice. And now I'm like an hour late. I can't get anybody, but I'm frustrated now. I'm here when I'm trying to make a good impression on this. This is not working. So I'm looking for early business, which is not all that easy to work for. How often do we make our decisions and don't Jesus went. We can look at the people Jesus encountered. We can look at how Jesus behaved when he encountered them. Being present in Scripture is foundational to follow Jesus. In the last week, I heard of members who went through the whole Bible in a year. And some of the Old Testament took us through mid-October. So the Old Testament was 3 weeks. And we don't have to be tested as we have to be out. But this is going through the whole New Testament here. And what we're discovering there is we just finished the Gospels. Okay? So a full third plus of the year. The stories of Jesus actually interacting with people. With people. Pick a gospel, any gospel, and read it. It won't take you more than a couple hours. Who did Jesus interact with? Who was blessed? Who was challenged? Are we acting like the people that he's blessing and healing? Or are we acting like the people that he's pushing? Thank you.